parshas Tzav. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimor Tzav es Aaron vazbonav leimor zos toras ha'oilo. Ya'ola lo mugdal mizbechol alayla boker veisha mizbech tukabo. So parshas Tzav begins with the korban ola. And the Medrash Rabbah on page 4 says Gufa Amar of Shimon ben Yochai la olam ein ha'ola ba ela al hirhure halev. That ola is on hirhure halev. So Pashup Shah means if a person has a thought that's not a proper thought, so he needs some type of kapara on the hirhure halev. And the korban ola is mechaper on hirhure halev. Amar Levi Mikra Malehu Vela Al Ruchachem Hayuloti Asher Temor, etc. So what is this? So the simple pshat is the Hir Halev of some type of negative thought. But there is a pshat that I like very much from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. If you look on page 6, he says, "V'nira od b'zeh ki l'chor ma'u tzivay azrizus." You see, Rashi says, "Tzav." If you look at Rashi, first Rashi on page 1, "Tzav es aron ain tzav ela loshon zirus." You have to have a special zeros, a special coaxing to get someone to do what he's supposed to do. So why does the Ola require a special... Amar Shimon, b'yos t'tzorech ha'kosel l'zarez, b'mokom sheish chisaron kis. Because you need a special zeros here, because it's chisaron kis, because the Ola goes totally on the mizbeach. So you're not going to be able to use the meat. So it's more expensive. Another korban, at least you'll be able to use the meat to eat. So it's not, so part of the expense of bringing the korban, you're going to eat some of it. But here, it's kul ola shamayim. So it's all so you lose that, you don't use any of it for yourself. So therefore, it's an expensive proposition because you buy a shlom, another korban. So part of it you're going to get to use anyway for your own good. Here you don't, so you need the zeros. But the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz, on page 6, says the following. It says, Nira od bezekil chor ma'u tziva yisrizis kan davke b'korban olam, el hinei yadua ein lecha adam she'ein lo shah, ki yesh lo b'chol yom eze hir tov. As a person has a good thought, I want to learn more, I want to call up my friend, I haven't spoken to him in a long time, maybe he needs some chizuk. You have a good idea in your mind. But the main thing is, when you have a good thought, you have to do it. It shouldn't stay just as a thought. It should come from a thought to reality. As I want to make a call and say which someone a good yontif, a good Shabbos. But then, oh, you always say, oh, I meant to do it. Don't mean to do it. Mean to do it and do it. So he says, Eina ola ba ela hir halev, hainu lechaper al hir hatov shaholach li'ibud. It's referring to good intention that you never carried out. That's the hir halev. Because besides the idea of some type of bad thoughts, the kapara of hir halev, the Majritz Rebbe in the Divrei Yisrael says, is shemis orev machshavos shalom hir tov, and he doesn't do it. Shahalach li'ibud. It was a good idea. It was a good intention, but it never came out to fruition. That you need, that tzav, and that you need an extra tzav. And he writes here on page 7, on the top right, third, fourth line. V'zeh lo sh'omer b'yosu tzarech l'zar l'mokom chisar n'kis. So sh'hir ha'tov v'rusu l'giba hu b'inyin pizur mamon the karbonus l'mitzis Hashem v'ad tzarech ziruz b'yosu l'tzarech b'yad l'chshozo tova l'maiseh. And in the Hagos here, Lubanim, he says, he quotes from Kamosha Omar Adoni Ovi Zakeni, Mizolin. Inim Mashomar Ba'abram Avinu, it says by the Akeda. Vyashkim Avram Baboke, Vayivaka Atse Olo Vayekam Elecha Mokom Shamolo Kulukim. He says, why did Avram have to chop the wood before he went? L'chora, why doesn't he just chop it when he gets to the site of the Akedah? Hello, Nekel, haya yosel l'kach yibot seolol v'kol osom mokom ha'akedah. Hello, Avram ha'yore shol yovo ha'yit. So he says the pshat is like this. Avram was told to from Hashem, you know, to kachnos bincha. So he was charged. So he got into it. But he was afraid that the time he gets to the site of the Akedah, that inspiration is going to be gone. You know, that charge that Hashem sent him. Now there's a big yisod in life that, as we said before, you have a machshava, you have to carry out. So once you do a maisa, then what? Once you do a maisa, it concretizes the machshava. So that's why he chopped the atzei ola right away, because now at least he's starting to do a maisa. And that's the famous. So that's what the Mazritzer Rebbe says. That Ola's Mechaper and Hira Alev doesn't only mean he had a bad machshava, but what it means is you had a machshava to do something, and you never carried it through. You're going to call. You're going to set the guy up. You told him you're going to set him up with a shidduch, and you never did. So he had a good intent, and it never carried out. That's Hira Halev that needs kapara. And that's, says the Mazritzer Rebbe, why Avram Avinu, he right away started chopping. He didn't carry the Atzei Olo to the site of the Akedah and then start. Right away, he had to do something now to make sure that the charge, the inspiration, doesn't get dissipated. And that's the famous Ramban in the Emunah Bitochon on page 9. When he quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the third line there, where the bracket begins, "Im ta'iru, im ta'oru, es ha'ava achetechbots." Means you have ava, but you have to take it. Koch lal, but adam la'or advarim lo yab, siya el shalom perish achetechbots achetetei mina koach el apoel. Whereas you have to have this orus, but you have to carry it until it becomes a chayfetz, not your techbots, until it's not just a thought, it's a physical thing. That's the idea. It's not enough the machshava. There's a chassid sofer. If you take a look, first look in the page 10, Baloschas Haneiros, right? The famous Chazal that Aaron was upset that he wasn't part in the Chanukah Samishkan. So Hashem said, "Don't worry. You're going to have something greater. that you're going to be involved in the menorah. Oh, so let's see. There's a Chasam Sofer that I like very much. In the Drushas Chasam Sofer, page 13. I think it's the Yesod in Life. It's the Yesod in Life. I say this over all the time. This Chasam Sofer. It's part of a longer piece, but we're not going to say the whole piece now. The second arrow. Right, the first he says a lot of times people have excuses. Okay, you can have an excuse, but sometimes the word is people have a rotzon that they should have an excuse. I didn't really want to come anyway. But now there's a snowstorm. Oh, now I have a good excuse. And now you're happy. You have a rutzon that there was onus. But you don't want to carry out menakoyach el apoyel. So you're happy. That's the first alchet. For all, I said this over to somebody. I had a situation where I had a bar mitzvah that was on the day that I was going to say a shir. And in the end, I showed up. Now, I had a lot of excuses to say not to show up because it was the day I say shir. I would anyway. I would only be at the very end. There are a lot of excuses, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether you really could do it or not. And a lot of times we have excuses. Oh, I had this, I had that, but it's an excuse. And sometimes we want to have an excuse, and that's the kapara that you need for the ola. That we have a hearer, and we don't carry out. And we have excuses for not carrying it out. And the Sefer Divrei Avram says that that's shot by Aaron HaKohen. That what was so great about the menorah, that he got the menorah, but he had this desire to do things. Some people, they would be more happy if they couldn't do it. So the idea by that you meet Tivis and Neiros, and that's ultimately Neiros Chanukah, is that that's what the Chashmonoim were all about. That they could have every excuse in the world not to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash because the Avodim got in the way, but they still tried to do it. So that's the Chasam Sofer. He quotes the Chasam Sofer, that a person shows that he really wants to do something. So Hashem says to Aaron HaKohen, you really wanted to be involved in mitzvahs? So I'll show you that your sons will be involved in the menorah and the Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash, even in a situation where they could say, "Oh, you really don't have to do it." I saw this originally in the Sefer Chosam Ba'Avos, on here, page 16. He's Malachi from different Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, so he quotes this idea of the Chasam Sofer, this v'ra. In life, there'll always be excuses. And the key in life is to carry out. And I'll show you an unbelievable vort, one of my favorite svarim, the Lev Aaron and Pirkei Avos from the Satmar Rebbe Shlita, Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum. He quotes that in Tehillim, on page 19, there's a tefillah before Tehillim that says, "Ubros shal amcha beYisrael tatzilim shatlo tapelna vol." I'll just say it. The pregnant ladies, Hashem should save them that they shouldn't miscarry. That's one of the things of Yehi Rotzon after Amiras Tehillim. So the Satmar Rebbe says a beautiful, he always says every piece in the Lev Aharon is a home run. Okay? Every piece. He says like this, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that Asara Nisim Nasu Lavaseinu Beis HaMikdash. It says, Loi Pila Isha Mireach Besar Hektish. That there was never a pregnant lady who came in into the Beis HaMikdash and smelled the fragrance of the Korbanos, and as a result had a yearning for that, and therefore that caused her baby to miscarry. That was one of the reasons. So he says, besides the simple chapter, page 20 of the Bible book, he says, from the Yitam Lake, that's like our children, besides our regular children. But you do actions. Mice, that's toldus, that's also like children. Ibor, pregnancy, that's potential. That's potential. Nothing happened. Labor is when you take the potential and you actualize. So a lot of times we're just pregnant. We have the idea, but we never carry it out. We don't have the labor. So the Iker is that there should be a later. There should be the Zel Adam says the Yitam Lay. That's when we daven. In other words, besides the physical shot, the Pashup shot means the Ubris means the thoughts, that all the potentials and the thoughts that we had in mind to do, it shouldn't come that they just miscarry. It means they don't come to reality. Shalom Yelchum Le'ibud. So he says, Tosis says in Bava Basra, the idea of Kimitzion takes a Torah, that when you come, they used to have yeshivas, when they first started yeshivas, they did in Yerushalayim. So because Yerushalayim is a place where everyone's hosek in mitzvahs, and they'll bring Yerushalayim. So he said, so that's pshat. Means just like Tosa says above Basra, that they had the yeshivas in today's festival here, on the last page, and started the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, because Tosa says that's where the Yerushalayim was all about. And that was the Hashpah. So the Yepil Isha Beirech Pesach HaKodesh means that no one ever came to Yerushalayim inspired, it was just inspired, but they didn't therefore act upon it. Do more mitzvahs, more chesed. The Yepil Isha Beirech Pesach HaKodesh means that they were came in contact with the Reich Pesach HaKodesh. And lo yipila isha. But it never just went that it was a good inspiration and gone. Something always came out of it. And that's the idea of lo yipila Ubris, and that's this week's parsha. Savas Aaron was one of Lamor Zos Torah Solva. You can look at the Itam Lev, I think it might have been the wrong page, but it's still word from Bamidbar, so you should. No, I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, I didn't brag, it's the next piece. On page 18 in the bottom. The Zesha Omer Murus on one place Zell, Tatsilum Shalot Apelav Lado Seir. The last line on the right side, on page 18, last three lines on the right side. Hey, Primach Shalot Seir. That's what I really meant to. But page 17, it really wasn't what I. Suis Rosh, he says a different shot over there. Suis Rosh. That the Sefer Yuchsin, that we are following your fathers. That Suis Rosh Kodas Mishrael means to Hagia to their Meisim. So I guess we can tie it in also that we yearn to be like our fathers, but we never do. We never. Just should be Lavatola at this page. You should read this page, so it should be on page 17, even though the real thing I meant is here, which is the last lines on the bottom of page 18. But that's Savas Aaron. Carbon Olaf Machaper, or what? Hir Halev. Hashem tried some evil thoughts, bad thoughts. Moshe Tzareba says it means thoughts to do good things that never came to fruition. And those were miscarriages. All these miscarriages. And that's what the Yidam Leif says. That's what we daven. Shalot HaPelda Ubarah Shal Amra Beisrael, which really means the pregnant ladies shouldn't miscarry, also means the ideas that you have to do. Good ideas. I want to set this guy up with this woman, a shidduch. I want to learn more. I want to be a good person. I want to call someone up to give someone chizuk. And I never end up doing it. That you need a kafar. That's what the Mishnah says, the Sadr Rebbe says, that we get to come to Yerushalayim, we're inspired, but the nace is, well, we peel a isha, we react to Sarah Kodesh. It wasn't just an inspiration for our fruition. So we're Mekabel now, Purim, Mekabel the Torah, so it has to be, the Torah is not only Lilmod, it's a Lamed. You know, it's Kabbalah Satorah, like I write it, I have the Hakdama, my Sefer Bereishis from the brother of the Gra, that a person's Lomei Veino Oseh, it's better that he should Nefkashul Yom Yotol Ovir Olam. And I think he quotes from the brother of the Gra, because if the point is just to learn, you could have stayed in your mother's womb. Right? Yeah, the Malach teaching. But the point in this world is Asiyah also. So we always have to try to do things. Do things of positive nature. You see somebody, you always been invited for a meal on Shabbos and mine, but then you never did good ideas. So the good ideas you have to say, now let's do it. And a lot of times we just get sidetracked. And we have good intention, but life is busy and we get sidetracked. And we don't do it. And that's the kapar. Tzavas Aaron's Rishus Lahavi HaMachshava L'maisa. And that should be the Kabbalah Satorah of Purim. It should be Orer V'Simcha, not only in Machshava, but in Maisa as well. L'kayim Lasos as Yimei HaPurim Me'ila is my name. Asiya. We have to do an Asiya, and that should be the Simcha of Asiya. And that should bring to fruition, and it shouldn't be a miscarriage, but rather brought to fruition.